The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in downtown Reading. The blinds are open. We're looking out on downtown Reading. It's going to be one of those days. So, good morning. Today, the 7th of February, 7:05 in the morning, news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. And Christina's here. Good morning.
Happy Friday. Good morning.
Very good morning.
How are you doing?
Hey, I am living the dream. So, Super Bowl weekend, it looks like we're going to have some sun and all that. Do we have a national day today?
Yes, today is National Wear Red Day, since today is the first Friday of the February.
Yeah, and it's also the big Go Red Luncheon today at Shasta Regional is putting on, sold out. 550 ladies going to be there, and some guys there, and it's about heart health. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. It's National Wear Red Day.
Yes, also a national.
I've got red here. I'm wearing for about the third time in 15 years a hoodie today because I've got all types of stuff to do as soon as the show's over. Partly sunny. Widespread frost, mainly after midnight, with a low around 29 tonight. 29. Yeah, that blanket's all on Odina, and she's, you know, and Casey's out there, and he's feeding the horses. He's just, like, doubling their feed because the horse can eat, it maintains its body heat. And don't get as cold. So he's just piling on the hay. And when I go out there today, I'll pile on some more. Tomorrow, widespread frost, but sunny with a high near 54 and clear on Saturday night. Sunday, sunny. Monday, sunny. But it's going to be cold at night, 32. So we're going to have a lot of frost out there. And Monday night, a low around 30. And Tuesday, otherwise sunny besides the frost. And Tuesday night, slight chance of showers. Wednesday, rain and snow showers likely. And Thursday of next week. So enjoy the partly sunny today, the sunny tomorrow, and Sunday sunny, and Monday sunny. So we're going to have three good days of weather here. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business under the third generation of the Kinney family running that business. They've been doing it for about 30 years. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment programs. They are just really, really good people, the Kinney family. It's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina and with Maverick. And this is – Christina's already fallen in love with him. He is
– and he's already in our social media.
Okay. he is a kind of a short-haired, but he looks like a husky. He's got the markings and the face and the eyes.
And the personality.
And the personality.
We have him as a shepherd husky mix.
Yeah. So. And I can see that. Well, yeah. That's kind of like Buford.
Yeah.
But Buford's got more of the German shepherd look. Kind of. But Maverick's looks like a husky, but with short hair.
Isn't he cool looking? And he's got
cool
that
looking.
Like chocolate and cream coat and like ice blue eyes. He's so
ice
interesting.
Blue eyes. Look at those eyes. You know, when people see Buford, what first thing is they comment on his eyes.
Of course.
Yeah, because he's got that one eye that's kind of blue and white and brown.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
And so tell us about Maverick.
So Maverick's about 2 years old. Right now, he's just laying on the floor. He's being a very good boy. And he's just an awesome dog.
Is he chewing on Buford's...
He was originally. He found one of Buford's toys, and he was chewing on that. And then I think he kind of got bored with that. So now he's just laying on the floor.
Uh-huh.
So he does know how to be calm at times, but most of the time he has a lot of energy. He's just a fantastic dog. He's super social. He actually recently went on a field trip to the Sundial Bridge with one of our volunteers.
Oh, the old Sundial Bridge field trip.
Yeah, and he had such a fun time, and he just loved meeting people, and he's really unafraid of everything. Like, you know, some dogs, like, certain noises freak him out or different things, and he's really just confident in every situation, it seems like. He just is really ready for an adventure. Which is a really fun dog to take out on the town with you. And he just has amazing social skills with people and with other dogs.
Yeah, well, he's looking around, and he's just such a pretty dog. So I'm really, 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 I think he's going to find a home. And, you know, what we did when we got Buford was, of course, Buford was in good shape, but we immediately take him down to the vet. And just to make sure he gets those last shots and
very good idea.
And then have him do a wellness check.
Of course.
Because you want to do, you know, I mean, just to make sure. And he said, and she said, yeah, he's round two. But healthy and all this. And I could see Maverick making somebody a great dog. He's very alert. Debbie Johnson just walked in and he's going, oh, I have a new friend over there.
Right, he's so curious.
Yeah, so
and he's got just so much husky silliness in him. He's a very chatty Cathy, especially on car rides.
Is he? Okay. Does he go woo woo woo? Or is it more of a? You know,
he does all of the things.
I've been watching these reels, and this woman has these three huskies.
Oh my goodness!
And she goes in and she says, "No, no, you can't do that." And that one dog looks at her and goes, and then the other two look over and it's like, and they're all singing and it is hilarious. Every time she tells this one dog no, that dog looks at her and just starts to howl. And then, I mean, now you got three of them. But
they're so silly. I love their personalities.
Oh, no. And you read so much about huskies. And look at him. He just big smile on his face and everything. Now, and his eyes are beautiful.
They are.
That's first chance. I mean, he came over and he sniffed and licked at my hand, but I didn't get a good chance. Look at his eyes. This is a beautiful pup. And he's 2 years old. And he's going to be one that if you wanted to go out and walk, he's going to walk with you. How's he on a leash? Okay.
He's
needs to work with.
Amazing on the leash.
Yeah.
He's not a puller.
Yeah.
He just is he's kind of funny. He'll just like kind of sniff at things and kind of leisurely stroll if he's on the leash.
Oh, let me tell you, Buford is constantly sniffing. And I'm constantly stopping. I know when I take him out at night, I'm stopping probably 15 times while he sniffs and pees. And sometimes he just sniffs. But
it's important to let them sniff.
Oh, gosh. And he's just a great dog. And I could just see, you know what? If we didn't have Buford, I think Maverick could have a shot for sure.
He is your type. He's just an awesome dog.
Yeah. So, okay, everybody. Here's your chance. And so how much is it for Mav?
So Maverick's adoption fee is fully sponsored, so you'd only have to pay a license fee if you live in city limits.
In city limits. Okay. Now, he's affectionate. He cuddled you?
He has his affectionate moments. Like, he's kind of playful right now.
Yeah.
But he definitely has his affectionate moments.
He'll sit up next to you and all that? Does he like to be petted?
He does like to be pet.
Okay. See, Buford is a love. You know, he's a love slave.
He's a cuddle bug. Once,
yeah, Buford's totally a cuddle bug. okay, here's your chance, everybody. We've got him on Facebook. Right, Christina? Okay, yes, we got him on Facebook. And his adoption fee has been sponsored. And here is just a wonderful dog you could take. I could see him walking the trails. I could see him running with somebody. I could see him, you know, in the when you have your race, not a race.
Doggy Dash.
The Doggy Dash. Oh, no, I could see him in the Doggy
Dash.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And how's he get along with other dogs?
He does great with other dogs. Okay. He's very respectful with other dogs.
Yeah, so is Buford. So, and that was one of the big things. Buford is non-aggressive. He'll play and all that. And if they're jumping on each other, he'll jump in there. But he's not a biter at all. So this looks like a good dog. Yep. Linda, guess what I could bring home tonight?
She's not here to stop you.
Oh, no. No, they, you know what? He owns us. I don't need a second dog owning us. So, anyway. Okay, everybody. His name's Maverick. And how do people get a hold of you?
You can give us a call at 530-241-1653. You can also just come down to the shelter. We're open 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
There you go. Okay, good luck, Mav. Hey, I ask you to do this, and sometimes you do because I know you get busy. Let me know what happens to Mav.
Okay.
Okay, I call him Mav.
I do, too. It just feels more natural.
Yeah, well, you know, Top Gun. Mav. Okay, that's great. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Babies on your shoulder, buddies are on their way over. Putting 13 years of good memories out under that old tree. Good trucks, they'll run forever if you keep oiling them and you treat them right. A good woman holds you together. She'll stick with you for the rest of your life. Good buddies will always come running, got your back no matter what. The good dogs don't live long enough.
To explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Mark your calendars. The Las Vegas legend himself, Mr. Wayne Newton, is coming to Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, February 14th. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime event. Tickets are only $50 plus fees, and seating is limited. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. No other name or person is so defining, representative, or synonymous with Las Vegas and the entertainment capital of the world than Wayne Newton. To purchase tickets, go to windriver.com. Must be 21. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business, the community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at shastacollege.edu.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is love?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's on my Amazon playlist. Yeah, it's a love song. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Mendebot. Today, the 7th of February, 7:20 in the morning, it's cold. It's going to get colder at night. Brr. All right, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I kind of want you to Crackmaster. Hey, Jeff Forrest owns this company. Locally owned, locally operated. It is a veteran-owned business, and Jeff's been doing this for about 3 decades, and nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Forrest. I mean, it's quality work, and it's guaranteed. Whatever he does for the life of your windshield, whether it's a small crack or a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix those. And, you know, as I've said before, you know, he's fixed a crack in my windshield like 15 years ago, 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. It's like an 8-inch crack. So that's the kind of work this man does. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV with the big windows down for a free inspection and analysis from a master windshield repair specialist. Yeah, you're not going to be disappointed. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Let's talk weather. Wow, the snow has hit. I'm going to give you the from Division of Traffic Operations, their latest update for I-5. And 44. So an I-5 in Northern California area, change of snow tires are required from 3 miles south of Dunsmuir to Dunsmuir. Change of snow tires are required from Weed to 3 miles north of Weed. Northbound traffic is being screened at Pollard Flats. And change are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires. From 6 miles south to 1 mile south of the Oregon state line. On State Road 44, change the snow tires are required from Viola to 8 miles west of Bowl Station. You know where that is. And 8 miles west of Bowl Station to Old Station. And change required on single axle drive vehicle towing trailers from Old Station to Bogard Station. So be prepared. If you're heading around in those areas, have your snow chains, have four-wheel drive, carry warm clothing, carry water. You might want to put a shovel in there and some kitty litter to help if you start sliding to get yourself out of that. And Record Searchlight, as of last night, they were saying that northbound Interstate 5, about 10 miles north of Redding, this was last night, was reopened to traffic after temporarily shutting down, as we were saying yesterday, due to ice and snow. The reported vehicle screenings were in progress at Fawndale. All vehicles are required to have change to travel north. And on 299 at Old Oregon Trail also were being screened. And all trucks were needing change to proceed about 3 miles east of Redding at exit 143. So, just hop on to the, what I do is I go to that Caltrans, Division of Traffic Operations. You can take a look at it because we're looking, at going up, toward, Shingletown and out past Shingletown. So, it looks like we're gonna have chains. So it's all-wheel drive. All-wheel drive, however, is not the same as four-wheel drive. All-wheel drive, yeah, gives you more traction, but you get into something, it's four-wheel drive. I mean, I put that old F-150 in a four-wheel drive, and I drive up to sides of trees. We've needed it before from coming back to Reno from Susanville all the way up to past Eskimo Hill. There were no snowplows until we hit Eskimo Hill, and then they'd started clearing it and then coming down on the other side. So just be aware, if you're going anywhere, Super Bowl weekend, you may want to travel and you're going someplace. So there you go. Now, let me see. Oh, I got this. I saw this thing. And I'm trying to see if I – oh, yeah. Last year, we now that the Doge is throwing things out and people are starting to look at where the taxpayers' money is going. Now, am I thinking you should stop all federal grants, blah, blah, blah? No, of course not, because we have a lot of federal grants out there that are helping people, you know, and just kind of wholesale doing it. Can hurt things. It's like, but what the Democrats did is they tied a lot of grants into DEI, and then here's Trump, you know, he's shutting down DEI, but the, you know, and so were these like farm programs where, and I was talking about it yesterday, where a lot of this, a lot of farmers through USAID, they buy their crops for food to be shipped to other nations, and when you stop it, what are the farmers going to do? So you got to take a look at, okay, yes, there's, you know, $6 million going to a political rag. You know, why? You know, why is our tax dollars going there for subscriptions and to other publications? I mean, I don't remember getting $100,000 from USAID, you know, for our radio station. I mean, maybe I should have applied and said, we have DEI here. Diversity. Don't we have diversity and equity and inclusion here? You know, I have an Ukrainian refugee, right? No. Okay, I have a Ukrainian. Okay. And I have, you know, I have women. This is a lot of women here in the office. And should have, anyway. Now, here's your latest one, though. Okay, in case you didn't hear about this. $10 million in taxpayer money was used to create transgender animals. I'm not kidding. They took the animals, lab rats, and then plus the puppies. You know, you heard about the puppies that they rescued. More than $10 million in taxpayer funds were spent creating transgender mice, rats, and monkeys. This DEI grants funded painful and deadly transgender experiments that forced lab animals to undergo invasive surgeries and hormone therapies at universities across the country. Surgically mutating animal genitals. I'm glad to know that all my tax dollars went to do something like that. They spent $2.5 million to study the fertility of transgender mice. I don't understand this. So, and this came out, this was announced yesterday. You know, that's where you need to kind of take a look at it. I mean, why are we making transgender mice and rats and spending this much money? You know, that $20 million, just think where it could have been spent. It could have been spent in, how about...
For education for kids to learn how to live in America, for example?
Yeah.
Like how to pay taxes and how to just survive?
Yeah.
For example,
people that came here legally.
Like,
yeah.
For me, I didn't know that people
You
have
didn't know all that. How about, making that transition easier for legal immigrants?
The biggest surprise for me was this year that people have to pay fees if they didn't have insurance. Health insurance.
Yeah, well, where you come from, that's part of it. That's why there's, you know, because that's why your taxes are like 70% of everything you make over in Europe also.
Yeah, but I don't know that I have to pay fee after that. So it will be nice if some money will be done for education for people to learn how to live in America and to make life easier.
Well, if we have that class, I'm going to take it. I want to see how to live in America and how to, you know, do everything right. So, or they could have used it for wildfire mitigation. I got all these things to talk about, but we have guests today, and Congressman LaMalfa will be on, but he's not going to be on till like 8:30. So around, when we get a chance, I'm going to talk about some other things like, did you know they found a live grenade in Palo Cedro? Nope, there was no damage, but when you hear the story, you're going to wonder just like I did, and what the NCAA did, and then a few other things. But right now we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Okay. Own,
ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is doing MC and Go Red today, so you can imagine what she's doing. She was up and moving this morning, I think before I was. She gets down there real early, and she and Lynn Ann Foster making sure everything's done. And then this thing kicks off, and it's been a huge success over the last years, but this time, this year, I mean, they're filled up. 550 people there. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
A lot of people. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, businesses, and seniors, veterans since 1993 when Judy started this. Two divisions, insurance and financial management, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for, you know what, everybody's going through this insurance this craziness, and she has got so much information. She was on the show the other day, You know, it's not as dark as it's painted, and sometimes if you're having problems finding insurance, she can do that for you. She's done it plenty of times before. What about your financial things that are going on? What impact is Trump having on that? Let the experts give you give them a call and for a free review and evaluation. Yep, that's right. Free review and evaluation. Give them a call, 530-221-0441. And one of my favorite people, Debbie Morney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
And who is the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, which is an umbrella organization of about, 14 veterans organizations?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Approximately that.
Approximately that. 12, 14. That's a lot. When people ask me, how do I talk to the veterans? I said, it's real easy. Here's Debbie Morgan's phone number. And she will, when they have a meeting, it's probably good to go talk to all the reps at one time. Then you can set up times to talk to individual groups.
That's correct.
If that's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're there. The folks participate, and we're there for legislation. So if there's city, county, state, national things that need our attention, or especially for veterans, and of course veterans have families, they live in communities, so all of the laws and legislation pertain to them. As well as everybody else. So
when you got 14 or 15,000, it's never, it's gone down. Numbers gone down some, but 14 or 15,000 veterans
Shasta County,
living in Shasta County. Now, then you add on to their, that their families are here, and in some cases, a couple generations of families.
Yes.
And so, that number is probably veteran and veteran affiliated. It's probably around 35,000-40,000 if you think about it.
Right.
And then the veterans have friends who may not be veterans, but they're all friends. So, you reach the veterans. You could reach everybody in this county just by talking to the veterans and starting at CVAC.
That would be wonderful. Please do. 357-3380.
And the thing is and then you hear, it's like, I support our veterans. Well, that's the last time you hear it. It's like, I support public safety. Okay, to the next election.
Yeah.
You've got a big event.
We do. It's our annual awards banquet. It's March 8th. It's at Wind River up in the Eagle Room. We're honoring our veteran advocates within and without, outside of those organizations. Folks that are stepping up for our veterans.
And this is done every year.
Yes.
And can you tell us who you're honoring, or is that kind of like when they show up?
I can tell you who the nominees are.
Oh, okay. That's great.
I'm not telling who's getting what.
No. Okay, because that's when it's unveiled.
Yes, exactly. Dick Wilkinson.
Okay. Dick Wilkinson of the Big Red Barn, who is a Korean War veteran who is he's 90, he's got to be, 92 or 93, and he is out and moving, like Frank Rose. And if you have an event and you need to sell raffle tickets, you get a hold of Dick Wilkinson. This man can sell raffle. He sells a lot of them to his family. That's okay. You're absolutely right.
His family, too.
Okay.
He's got extended family, all the veteran community.
And that Big Red Barn, when I mention it, that's that barn that is totally dressed in thousands of lights and has donated something like $300,000 to United Way. Salvation Army.
Yes.
Over the years.
Right. He has a bell ringer right there.
Oh, yeah. And people just stuff money into it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I was going to grab one of those little buckets and put it at the end of the street.
Then
just make Christmas money. So.
Dick would be coming to you for your Christmas money.
Where's my bell? I used to have a bell here.
Oh.
My little.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And Scarlet Rose. You know Scarlett?
Merchant Marine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was watching a World War II movie last night, Action in the Atlantic.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was about the Merchant Marines, Raymond Massey, Humphrey Bogart, Alan Hale.
Oh, my gosh.
All these actors from back then, and they were taking the supplies from the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Over to, in this case, they were heading for Russia.
Yes.
And Murmansk. And, but, you know, in the battles they had out in the North Atlantic with the Nazi, the German Wolfpack subs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the last one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And their protection was minimal.
Minimal.
And what, minimal. Yeah. Until they got near our own ships.
If you get a chance, there's a movie called Greyhound, and it's a true story about a destroyer, and Tom Hanks stars in it, whose job was to protect one of these convoys going out there. And you have, what, 50, 60, 100 ships, and you've got like four or five warships that are trying to protect them, and the German the wolf pack's coming in from different directions and attacking, and it's based on a true story. But yeah, you're right. The thing was is there wasn't a lot of protection. It was one of those things. Yeah, I hope they hit that Norwegian ship instead of mine. Kind of thing. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
They were very brave. Okay, and the Daughters of the American Revolution are Major Pearson B. Redding. I'm sorry. It's spelled Reading, but it's pronounced Redding.
Right.
Like in Pennsylvania. they have been doing a lot in our county and in the North State for veterans as well.
They've been on the air with us.
Oh. And if you can find a connection to that, and you like period pieces, dressing up. Oh my gosh!
Well,
when they actually portray the era, it's a beautiful sight.
Yeah, and it's living history, and they go to schools and other places where they talk about what life was back then and what they wore. And Linda, maybe you know. She was told by one of her cousins on her dad's side that they qualified for that. So the best, and then one of the great things about the Daughters of American Revolution is they've got a huge genealogy group.
Give them the birth dates, give them the names, them as much as you can.
And they'll research it back.
Yeah. They will find out for you.
Yeah.
And then the Redding Grange. There's organizations that make everything else possible.
Redding Grange, isn't that the, but it's also the Sons and Daughters?
Well, that's where the Sons and Daughters of Italy hold their meetings.
Extravaganzas.
And yes, and all those wonderful meals.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Redding Grange.
Yeah.
Cool.
Some you might not know Eric Gillespie. He's a teacher at Monarch and first grade, I believe. And he's been doing a lot with veterans and children. So he's.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have not heard of that.
He's a Marine. You should find out about him.
Well, yeah.
Go visit Monarch School.
Yeah, we got to make sure he knows about the Marine Corps ball.
Yes.
Yep.
And another person that working with our youth and promoting veteran and combinations. I like that word. When you combine the elderly with community, the veterans with the community, and kids with veterans, it's Heather Van Horn.
Okay.
With our Sea Cadets.
Oh. We know Heather.
Yes, you do.
What a wonderful job she has done with the Sea Cadets. Really. She's grown that organization to where, it was like, didn't have many kids left, and now there's a bunch of them. I don't know, 20, 30 kids in this thing.
No.
And they support big events. They're there. They'll do the color guard, and they have become very, very accomplished.
They have.
In their color guard.
They go straight to the camps for their training.
Yeah. So, okay.
And then someone that a lot of us know, some two someones, Marvin and Rebecca Hausman.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this, and because there's a lot of other great things going on, but you got some really super veteran advocates.
Yes.
In this group that you're going to, you know, that are being honored that night. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. It's 7:45 in the morning. It's 37 degrees out there, and we're going to get some rain, but it's supposed to be clearing off today. We'll see. We'll be right back.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of 8 for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias in bud. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this groundhog sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. Yeah. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're having that big Go Red luncheon today for the lung cancer awareness. They host it every year. The proceeds
go. Heart Healthy Month.
Yep, and it's Heart Healthy Month. So it's being aware. And women of all things, women have a tendency, because they're tougher than guys, to ignore the symptoms. And then it gets worse. Where you're looking out for your man, you know, he's got some pain here. Oh, we've got to get you to the hospital. Woman says, it just works through it. I just, you know, doing indigestion, you know, and her heart is split. And, she walks down there. So, but it's on Heart Health Awareness, number of speakers, and, it's going to be a great event. And unfortunately, you can't go to it because it's sold out.
I have my red on for another reason.
Yes, you do. We're going to talk about that. Anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And I'm with Debbie Johnson, who is the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. About 12 to 14 organizations are having their awards banquet on March 8th, and you can go to that. And how do they do that? How do people get tickets?
They can call 530-357-3380. That's our number. And I will make sure they can get in and have a ticket. Well, you'll be on a list. You don't actually get mailed a ticket. You're on a list,
on the
and
list,
you check in. It's $35 each, and then you get to choose between tri-tip chicken or the three-cheese vegetarian lasagna.
Which really isn't that bad.
It's pretty good lasagna.
Yeah. Now, is it on Facebook or anything like that, or is?
We've had it on Facebook.
Okay. And now there's also going to be raffles there.
Correct.
I bought my raffle ticket.
Yeah, you
already.
You said you wanted more for that generator.
Well.
See, I remember.
Did I say that?
You did.
Okay. Anyway, it's one of the. It's a WEN. I guess that's the
must be branding. The brand, yeah.
Dual fuel portable generator, which I guess
it's a heavy duty one. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big one. This will take care of your needs here, and then you have a chance to win a Glock. Mm-hmm. And do you win all three of these?
No,
it's each one's individual.
It's a separate.
Okay.
Thing, yes.
And then there's one for. 339 or it's 399, I'm
30,
not sure.
39,
okay,
we believe.
Okay, $339 dollar gift certificate from R&R Meats.
Right, and it's a package deal. They give you so many pounds of beef and then so many pounds of chicken, so it's like the packages that you used to get.
Yeah, you put it in your freezer.
Right.
There you go, freezer
pack. You can get fish, you can get all kinds of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
It is nice, and that was such a wonderful donation from them. Shout out. Yeah.
R&R. We give a shout out to them because I see them doing this in other places, you know, where they're donating this. And, you know, this comes, you know, yeah, they can write it off, but it still comes off their bottom line.
It does.
All this. Now, you are wearing a red shirt.
I am.
Let's talk about it.
Most every Friday I wear a red shirt because I am remembering everyone deployed. So, and we want them to come home.
R-E-D, remembering everyone deployed.
Correct.
I just saw where Trump's pulling all the U.S. forces out of Syria, which I didn't know we had U.S. forces in Syria. But if I thought about it, maybe I would.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It'd be nice to bring all of it. Well, you know what? We're never going to bring everybody home because we've got troops everywhere.
Well, and that's a nice thing, too, I think.
Yeah.
Not. To, you know, it's easier to be on the ready for our allies.
Absolutely.
And promote goodwill. You know, United States is a nice bunch of people.
Well, yeah, I think we have good relations with in Germany and Japan, where we have lots of troops. And then there's other places around the world that we have troops that usually have good relations.
Yeah.
So,
guys are on the front and gals are on the front lines of
forward deployed.
That.
Yeah,
diplomacy.
Forward deployed. Yeah. Because, frankly, Theodore Roosevelt, speak softly but carry a big stick. the big stick philosophy, and I can understand that. If you have a strong enough military, people will leave you alone. Yeah. You don't go pick on the 6'8", 400-pound guy.
That's
okay.
True.
What else is going on with CVAC?
What else is going on with CVAC? Well,
besides this big thing you're having on March 8th, it's a month from tomorrow.
Well, we are starting to prepare for the memorial service that is held annually on May 30th at the Reading Veterans Grove.
Okay.
And that's
a good
starts.
One. That's really a nice ceremony there.
It is. Yeah. It's very beautiful, and we do that with the city of Reading, and so lots of stuff coming up for that.
Okay.
Our new veteran service officer, Troy Payne, he'll be the officer of the day. So when we do wreaths, he will be our fella.
Yeah, Troy Payne is the new veteran service officer. He's, when we say new, he's worked there for several years.
Yeah.
And it was a great, choice to move him up to that because he knows the system and he's a hardworking guy and he can also lead people. So
yes.
And they're expanding. Hopefully they'll be expanding the office.
Oh, we hope so, too.
Well, when they move over to the new spaces across the street, they're going to have more room.
Maybe. And we want the inside
yes.
to be perfect for our veterans.
Yeah.
We want them to be safe and in a good atmosphere when they're learning about what services they're entitled to.
Absolutely. And there's so many with as many veterans as we have and as many veterans' families as we have here, the Veteran Service Office is so important.
It is. And they can expand in the new place and get more representatives,
yeah,
too.
And they have a wheelchair ramp.
Right.
And they're going to have better parking.
Yes.
For, you know, to have at least parking.
And you need to know that the entrance is on West Street. It's not on Shasta. Oops. Talking with my hands here in the radio station.
No, yeah, it's behind the building, right? Is that what you're talking about?
You can actually enter from West Street, I believe.
Yeah.
So
when it goes by the jail.
Yeah.
Same street. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You come in that way.
Yeah.
You can park.
And then you can see the parking. You can see if you're looking at it from Shasta Street, I believe. I get turned around up here sometimes.
So do I. it's only been 15 years. And I still,
yeah,
one of them's Shasta, one of them's Tehama.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
which. It doesn't look as inviting as if you go around and check from West Street. You can see this is going to really benefit our parking situation.
We got a minute left. March 8th.
March 8th.
Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. It's going to be at the Wind River Eagle Room.
Come join us. Call me.
Tickets are very reasonable, $35, and give Debbie a call at 530-357-3380 to reserve yourself a spot.
Correct.
Okay.
Please.
Yep.
Come celebrate with us.
Yeah, it is. It's a great celebration. And then, plus, we forgot to mention that you give up your own award.
Correct.
And what's that?
That's the President's Award. So,
and that's to somebody that you select.
Correct.
That's done things.
Yes.
That's great. Who is it? No.
I know you're going to miss out.
I know. Well, let me see.
Unless you want to run from the
go
from
one,
Anderson one, to up the 273. So, all right. Thanks a lot, Carl.
Well, no, thank you for everything you do. You and Tom, everything you all have done. We haven't even talked about your past and how much you do for our veterans.
Oh, well.
But I just admire you and Tom so much.
And
we're so thankful for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Congressman Lamoff is going to join us somewhere in the next hour, but he's voting right now. So we don't know exactly when he's going to join us.
Doing his job.
Doing his job. Yeah. So he's going to call us at some point. Okay. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Saying it can no longer stand, taxpayer dollars going for things like Egypt tourism or a gender pronoun project in Sri Lanka, the Trump team drastically scaling back the agency known as USAID.
The Trump administration has presented a plan to the remaining senior officials at the U.S. Agency for International Development that would cut worldwide staffing for aid projects from 8,000 direct hires and contractors to fewer than 300. That word from two current USAID employees and one former official who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity due to a Trump administration order barring USAID staffers from talking to anyone outside the agency. Meantime, the APs also learned that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency sought access to the Treasury Department payment system to stop money from flowing to USAID. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's buyout offer for federal workers put on hold by a federal judge in Boston. A group of Western senators proposing creation of a wildfire intelligence agency.
The bipartisan proposal is led by Senators Alex Padilla of California, Tim Sheehy of Montana, John Hickenlooper of Colorado, and Steve Daines of Montana. The proposed agency would facilitate greater coordination amongst federal departments and operate across state lines. In the words of Senator Hickenlooper, wildfires don't care about state lines or Forest Service boundaries. He says a centralized wildfire intelligence center will speed the response to fires and promote cross-agency collaboration. Bob Agner reporting.
A mother and daughter have been killed by a powerful storm that raked eastern Tennessee last night. Just 143,000 jobs created last month, according to the government's January employment report. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 267 points, NASDAQ off 175. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Russia is seeing more attacks from Ukraine, attacks on Russian soil.
Russia's defense ministry said Ukrainian troops and armored vehicles launched 8 waves of attacks on Thursday, but insisted these had been thwarted with heavy Ukrainian losses. The general staff of Ukraine's military said only that clashes had taken place. A war monitoring institute, the ISW, has reported that Ukrainian troops made advances, but says it's not clear if these positions were held. These latest clashes come 6 months after Kiev's lightning offensive into Russia's western Kursk region, the first occupation of Russian territory by a foreign power since the Second World War.
The BBC's Olanda Teal. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban says his government will take legal action to eliminate non-governmental organizations and media receiving U.S. or international funding. Says they could be considered as foreign agents. News and analysis at townhall.com. Those power-hungry high-tech data centers may soon be coming to a neighborhood near you.
OpenAI is scouring the U.S. for sites to build a network of huge data centers to power its artificial intelligence technology, expanding beyond a flagship Texas location and looking across 16 states to accelerate the Stargate project championed by President Trump. The maker of ChatGPT has put out a request for proposals and this week began visiting locations in Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Keith Peters reporting.
New York City trying to deter dangerous subway surfing through education, but some say that's not enough. They argue making the trains harder to climb and train surfers more easy to detect could be part of the solution. One subway driver says locking the doors at the end of the train cars might keep people from climbing onto the roof. 6 people died last year subway surfing in New York. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the downtown studios here in Market Street of downtown Reading, your locally owned, locally operated radio station. And we're so happy to be here. We're so happy we're in Reading. Yeah. It's today is the 7th of February, 8:05 in the morning, and news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's here. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Gosh, we've gone through another week. How'd that happen?
I don't know, but today was so hard to wake up, to be honest. I don't know how for you, but it was like this Friday.
Oh, no, I spring up. 5:30 in the morning, I levitate off the bed, drop down for 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, go out and run for 30 minutes, and then I wake up from that horrible dream I just had, and then I crawl out of the... well, wait a minute. I used to do that. Okay, yes, no, and it's National Wear Red Day.
And also today is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Okay, you're going to have to say that
Fettuccine
one again.
Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Oh, Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Alfredo. Oh, is it? That's pretty good stuff, too.
My favorite one.
All right, let's look at the weather. Today, partly sunny with a high near 50 and a low around 29 tonight. So be aware of that. It's going to be frost everywhere. Saturday, sunny with a high near 54 and a low around 35. Now, Sunday is going to be sunny, and again, the temperatures are going to be in the low 30s. Monday, sunny with the lows, low 30s, high 20s. And then Tuesday night, we start getting back into a chance of rain and snow showers Tuesday night. And then in the lows in the 20s. So... And it looks like after that, it's going to be rain and snow showers and rain for the next few days through next Thursday. So enjoy the sun, maybe partly today, but tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. So that's not bad. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other plans there that help people. The Kinney family always treats their customers as warm friends. I've been doing this for 30 years. They're third generation of Kinneys over there running this business. I can't. And they're just really, really good people. I just love Chuck and Judy. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And on the phone is Congressman LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Well,
I'm in D.C.
You've been in Southern California too long there. Bless your heart.
That is. Yeah. They don't talk that way down there.
I didn't think you were going to be on until like 8:30 because you're doing the people's business, voting and all
that. Well, we just got done giving the people the business here.
Gosh. Okay.
Sorry. Okay, I know.
Congressman.
Yeah, we just finished the vote, so I'm... just walking back to the office now.
Okay, got it.
Just on time. I dodged all the ads. Perfect, right?
You did. Hey, did you every time you're reelected, do you get a different office?
No. We stay in the same assigned office. You do have opportunities to move offices if you wish.
Uh-huh.
And there is a price to do that, though. It costs several thousand dollars to trade offices. So
really,
the first one I was in back the first term, it was a cool office. It was up on the fifth floor of the Cannon with actually a dome view, a sort of a dome view. It wasn't like the deluxe dome view, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
had a bit of a balcony. We could go outside and roast hot dogs and stuff. But the way the office was configured on the fifth floor, it didn't have as much space as some of the ones on the floor down. So my staff kind of, well, I might call it whining, but they said, we want a bigger space. So I know, okay, we moved one time. And we had gained about 300 square feet, which, you know, helps for staff and interns and things like that, so we can have a little more coverage and such.
Yeah.
So we moved that time. And then the second time we moved is we got kicked out because they're remodeling the whole building. And so that was a free move since we were moved more or less involuntarily. So we just waited for that one. So the office we got now is it's really nice. It's got some the windows open on it. You know, the fifth floor, the windows don't open anymore. They got them all, you know, safetied up or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there's a pretty nice view of the southwest of Washington, D.C., out of those windows. So, you know, it's nice. You get fresh air. And we got a nice color of paint here. I got my model car set up on a track that a nice craftsman in the basement made for us here. So we're happy with what we got.
Well, good. Well, that's part of it, is having an atmosphere that you're happy in. Because I was just wondering, because as you get more senior and all that, like Pelosi probably lives in probably has an office that's as huge as, City Hall or something like that, if she wanted it. That's what I'd always thought, is you got more senior that you would just, you know, it's just kind of like you automatically move. But that doesn't sound like the case.
It's not necessarily senior.
It doesn't sound like the case.
It depends really if you're in a leadership position, or maybe you've got a chairmanship of a particular committee, you know, stuff like that. You would have, you know, the particularly busy committees, you might get a larger office just because you have to have more committee staff housed with you. But most time the committee staff is housed in its own area, its own offices in the various buildings. So, but it could be a mixture of that, you know.
Now, is your staff, are you all associated in the same area right there?
What's that mean?
Well, I mean, the people that work for you, like Paige and the other people, I mean, you've got your office. Are they all located right there too?
The office here in the Cannon building is configured in three equal sections. They run, lengthwise from the hallway.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you know, the long way is from front to back, and it's narrow side to side. So there's three sections here. The middle one is the entrance and the greeting area, and
right.
There's a couple office space behind that, behind the wall, and then on the south end is they call it the legislative pit. That's where the most of the staff is, grinding out the legislative work and analysis and communications and things, and they field some of the calls too. But up front, really, it's the interns that field a lot of the calls as well, along with a couple of the permanent staff. And so sometimes there's a lot of calls. Like yesterday, they were a little stressed out because there's a lot of calls coming in. And a lot of it's complaining about Trump or, you know, Elon Musk, and like, he's an unelected guy doing all this stuff. Like, yeah, that's the only person elected in the executive branch generally is the president, okay? So the rest are all appointed people. That's how it works, you know, from that and the governor's office and really any executive, the Department of Interior, the secretaries, they're all appointed. So that's just been a made up deal lately to find something to complain about, because Elon Musk is turning up too much funny business, and that's making some folks really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, let me take a 2-minute break here and come back, because here's what I want to ask you is, what do you think of this first 2 or 3 weeks of since President Trump was inaugurated?
Excited.
Well, good. That's what I want to hear, but I want to, you know, get the, you know, how the inciting feeling is, you know, because this is talk about shock and awe.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
So we're going to take 2 minutes, and we'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Redding landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Redding.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Welcome back. Hello, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, the 7th of February. Hey, and I have Congressman Doug DeMoffo on the other side. Are you ordering coffee?
For me?
Yeah.
No.
You're on
no,
the air.
I don't really drink this stuff. Oh, you already caught me there? I was talking to one of the gang here.
Yeah.
I didn't. I don't know if they're still deep,
you call them the gang?
Deep in commercial or something. So.
Is this the North State gang?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Congressman. Yeah. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the inauguration. Tell us, I mean, out here, I'm just, every day I just open up and go, ooh, look at all these things he's doing. How do you,
fun, huh?
What do you, I mean, how do you keep up with this? Does Donald Trump
sleep?
Well,
it's
sleep?
Hard to keep up, and I think, and that's good. That's good. It keeps the Dems off balance because they don't know which thing to complain about. You know, it's a pretty good strategy.
You know.
So, but I mean, you know, the kind of joking aside a little bit, it's, we're reforming all these horrific things that we've actually, you know, it's kind of weird. It's almost like you got used to them, you know? It's like some form of Stockholm syndrome. Like, yeah, you're just used to everything being bad, you know, coming out of the Biden administration on, you know, dumb policies or destructive policies. And, you know, I don't mean to sound so mean and cynical on it, but just a whole bunch of stuff for 4 years didn't make a lick of sense. You know, on the border, on our energy policy, on our dealing with the, you know, international relations here, you know, either with our allies or what we expect of our allies or how we deal with our enemies, how we deal with trade and what kind of, you know, I mean, why was pallets of cash going to Iran? Why are we not a lot tougher with China? Why aren't we doing a lot more to be energy independent and mineral independent? You know, why, you know, all these things, like, well, we want to be environmentally perfect. Like, well, we're exporting a lot worse environmental problems, if you want to look at it that way, by having these other countries produce these things without nearly the attention to, you know, environmental cleanliness or whatever, you know. And I think we go overboard here with how bad the regulations are to an extent. But, you know, we do value doing things correctly, cleanly here and such. So it's just been so... 4 years, the oppression on that, and freedom-loving people are just, you know, elated right now. And the Dems are just trying to pull any rabbit out of the hat. You know, as we talked about a couple minutes ago, that they're just grasping at straws trying to say how bad what Elon Musk is doing. Man, he's just exposing the waste and actually some fraudulent activity and all this money from USAID going into all these strange pots that have nothing to do, you know. Yeah,
went to Politico. $6 million went to subscriptions to Politico. I'm just and other news agencies. I did not get my
left-leaning magazine. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not get my cut, Congressman. So I'm really upset about that.
We want to cut that off anyway. It's not necessary. So let's get down to the basic things. Let's make sure the potholes in the street are fixed and that there's water behind the dam and that the basics. It's just
If I can just tell you, my concern is, I read a pretty good article the other day, and USAID, you can find out, millions after millions of dollars wasted in other organizations and DEI. Yet, because the Biden administration tied so many things to DEI, and when you freeze things, which President Trump said, I think he unfroze them, but it hurts a lot of people. That, and the article said, like our farmers, that USAID was buying like 40% of, that one organization was buying 40% of the farmer surplus to ship overseas. And that DEI, because they tie everything to DEI, where it used to be, I'm sure, like farm management, now it's DEI farm management. That could hurt people.
Or climate change farm at management.
Yeah, because they tie it to that. When you kill those or you do away with those things, does that stop our farmers and ranchers and other people out there working working projects that they've already been signed up for? Does that how do you fix that?
Well, many of these things are executive actions that happened under Biden or under his cabinet and secretaries and such. So it should be straightforward to repeal executive orders. And sometimes that gets caught in a deal where, they sue on it and a judge says, like, well, people are entitled to this now. Like, no, that isn't the case. This wasn't passed by a legislative action. We have a legislative process. So those people that are elected are accountable directly to voters, and not just the president or at the state level, just the governor and all the people he appoints. But, you have that direct access, hopefully, to your legislator. You have a decent chance of being able to catch up to your congressman or your member of the state assembly or state senate because, they represent subgroups of a state. It's pretty hard to catch up with the governor or the president doing that. So that's why the legislative portion is very important because that's much greater accountability. And when we're doing our job well, then we're having oversight of these agencies and making them accountable. Are you doing your mission? Are you doing the things that the people tell us they want and we as the electeds direct in this republic you to do? That's how it's supposed to work. And so that's really what this Doge thing looks like that Elon's doing. And the Dems are upset because all those slush funds and gravy trains are being discovered, and it's embarrassing to them, to normal people.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
It's coming to an end.
It's embarrassing to me to see that we have no idea. I mean, really, Carl Bott has no idea that you're spending $20 million a year to change the sex of rats for transgender studies.
Well, I don't even
studies.
Know that, and I'm the guy that's supposed to be back here kind of, riding herd
did,
on that.
Did
and
you
we,
see
we
that?
We can't know these things because the administration can keep all that stashed. The Department of Justice wasn't helpful at all in investigating these things. Now we have, and that's where the change in regime has made an amazing difference on that. With Trump leading the way, he's casting all this stuff aside and flipping the rocks over with he and his team. So it's amazingly, it's a beautiful thing. And there's people, again, I said the frequent flyers that call in and complain about everything, they've gotten their talking points on what to say about Musk, and he's unelected, and we've already been through that, but, that's just what they are grasping at in order to find something else to complain about with this accountability and the tax dollars that people work hard and are forced to give up, that they're at least being accounted for and hopefully respected. With the allocation of that.
Yeah, but this is, I tell you what, every day it's something else. And then now we're seeing things like Mexico has said, well, we're going to send troops to the border. Trudeau even though he's not going to be there much longer, is, you know, putting up a fentanyl czar and going to restrict the border. Venezuela, all these countries.
But 6 days ago when Trump was talking about having, the tariffs and the sanctions on that, it was heaven forbid, it's the sky's falling. And so, you know what? This guy is a pretty good poker player. And just about every one of these cases, they've come back to the table, the Central American countries where they were threatening, well, we're not going to accept these illegal immigrants back in the country. Like, well, okay, here's what we can do. And
Colombia.
So when he can rattle the saber on, is it going to be foreign aid? Is it going to be this or that? That isn't going to keep coming, or we're going to have trade sanctions. I mean, at the bottom line is that we can produce anything we need in this country. Maybe not as cheap as they make it in Mexico or China or India or whatever, but let's put those Americans back to work anyway, and we'll save money on unemployment and all the related ills of a society that isn't employed fully, And so, we're going to have growing pains on that. We might see certain things increase in price, but not because of stupid reasons like DEI and high cost of energy because we're shutting down our energy grid. It's actually because we're resetting America to be in a prime position of production and of trade, and it will come back to us in time. And you see that, again, as we talk about with the tariffs, Mexico and Canada jumped because, you know what? They benefit a lot more than we do from that trade anyhow. So they did the math and figured it out, so they are actually helpful. Well, that wouldn't have happened under Biden. Biden would he loved all this illegal immigration. So, one thing after another, and it's really been quite refreshing.
It's been really interesting out here watching it, and when you hear the legacy media saying we can't cover it, it's too fast. And then somebody asked J.D. Vance, when does Trump sleep? He goes, well, I'm not sure because I get phone calls from him at 1 o'clock in the morning. So. and then Politico of all. National rags. I mean, it so was anti-Trump when they cut off 400,000. All of a sudden, there's an article that said, talked about his energy and talked about him, doing things, and it was actually kind of a favorable article. In the the other left-leaning sources went, what? I'm sure this had nothing to do with the fact that USAID's looking at the amount of money we're paying to Politico.
My understanding is that Politico had a interruption in funding and wasn't able to pay their employees one paycheck. I don't know if that stayed that way or if they
got them paid. But they missed their regular payday, and that got everybody excited. I'm going to take an early break because I want to ask you about this thing about having government workers come back and actually work in offices like the rest of us do. Your thoughts on that. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. It's located on Athens Avenue. You can make an appointment like I do at 530-244-9478. It's been around since 1960, been in the same place since 1967. I've never had a bad haircut there. And when Congressman Moffa comes into town one day, I'm going to get him down there.
We got to do that.
Oh, you got to go down there, and get your trim.
It started in 1960?
1960. It's been in the same place since 1967 down in Cypress Square.
Well, I've been around since 1960, so there's some parallels there.
Yeah, there is. You go down and get a trim down there. Okay, Cypress Square Barbershop, and we'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Want to dive into your ocean?
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Goldleaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale through the 8th. Goldleaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias in bud. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this Groundhog Sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Debot. Linda is on assignment today because she's getting ready for that big Go Red luncheon that's going to be out at, where's it at, Sue? Where? Holiday Inn. 550 ladies, mainly ladies, a few men are going to be in there, about heart care and heart awareness issues. So it's, everybody dresses up in red, and they have a great time there. And I'm having a great time because I'm here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good to talk to you here. I got to go to one of those Go Red one time there. It was at, was it the Holiday or at the Red Lion? Yeah, good event.
Yeah, it is. And it's put on by Shasta Regional, and this has been a big success over the years. And so they got some great speakers. So I'm glad you. And that's the other thing. You know, you mentioned earlier about the. How we reach out to our elected representatives. And we're fortunate to have you and Dally's and now Heather out there to reach out to. And because they're all responsive. So I'm glad, you know, that's so important.
Well, I try to have that be a hallmark of my office here, is to be available and get around myself. It's it was a lot easier in the state legislative days when all I had to do was go to Sacramento. It's a little tougher to get to those weeknight events when I'm all the way back here, but we put a lot of importance on that, because yeah. You know, and you know what, I like getting out with people and stuff, and I've heard other politicians over the years complain about that, like, man, what are you doing this job for, you know? So
well, you know what, it's, you show up at a lot of things, and the thing is, because you're not around, your people show up for your reps, yeah, out here. So, I mean, and, you know, I've reached out to your people on several occasions, said, you know, what's going on with this? And they come back with, quickly, with really good information. I think they're doing a good job. I mean, there's going to be people that don't think that, but I haven't had any problems with it.
Well, at least try and provide the answers. They may not like the content of the answer, yeah, but we can't fix that. But, you know, it's, we have the reality of what's going on, and of course we take certain positions on that because that's what we, what I believe in and what we believe in, and also what we advertise when we ask for the vote. So, you know, so doesn't mean you can't change your mind once in a while on things or modify a position, but you know, I mean, we stand for certain things, and, you know, 70% will be reasonably happy, and 30% are always going to be somewhat unhappy, so that's just the breaks.
Yeah, so when you see, like, because I can email you, and I mean, it goes to your people, I understand that. But, and, you know, when it comes in, and, you know, people saying, this bill's coming up, and I strongly support it, or I strongly oppose it, those kind of things. I mean, you get all those, and I guess your people keep track of that and let you know.
Yeah, we summarize them. I can't read them all, you know.
No, of course not.
Summarize.
No.
And there's a lot of form ones that come in, too, as soon as I get, you know, 500 of the same thing being sponsored by an organization or, you know, pushed by a particular organization to say, hey, let's weigh in on this issue. And so you'll get 500 form letters with a signature. And, hey, that, they have value. I mean, somebody took the time to, you know, at least make it heard. The ones that people really sit down and write their own notes, that gets an extra weight, degree, too, because someone actually, it wasn't just, you know, hit a couple keys and do it. They really actually were passionate about it and wanted us to know details. So,
yeah.
You know, so you respond to all that and take that into account certain ways in your decision making. And, you know, I got my beliefs on any bill that comes up, but it does help you sometimes to see a perspective on it or maybe an amendment to a bill that you might miss because, you know, we can't know everything around here.
No, and people are living it. You know, this impacts on me, and this is why it impacts on my business and that kind of stuff. I mean,
yeah.
You can't know everything that's going on in Bernie, but, you know, big things happen. I was talking to an educator the other day, as kind of a, you know, pre-senior educator, and I talked to him about the Department of Education. And I said, this goes away. He says, if the money that they use to keep the Department of Education bureaucracy flowing can come down to the states and, you know, come directly down in here. He says, I got no problem with that, you know, because.
Well, that department was created under the Carter administration.
Right. I mean, that's relatively new.
In my understanding, it wasn't even legislated into place initially. That was another stroke of the pen. So it can be dissolved by a stroke of the pen in a theory. You know, I'm sure the court. There'll be court fights over that and stuff, but you're right. I mean, the dollars, your dollars, you're duplicating effort after a point. I think a federal education basically should be very simple, is that are all 50 states on a parallel track with what kids need to learn, you know, on reading, writing, arithmetic, history. They don't all have to teach the exact same thing or use the exact same method, but you ought to be able to have a standard that, you know, by the end of third grade, every kid can read at a certain level of proficiency or a certain math level. And, you know, a high school diploma in all 50 states ought to have a very similar value if you move to any other state, you know.
Yeah, you've got to be able to prepare these.
So that's a very limited role a federal Department of Education should have, is just keeping standardization. You know, that's it.
Well, that's the thing is the bottom line is preparing kids that graduate, young adults that graduate from high school to be able to take that next step, whether it's college or service or, if you want to be a diesel mechanic. I mean, you've got to be able to, you know, read and do simple, you know, you got to be able to do basic math out there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Do you ever get the feeling that President Trump is like throws things into the air and everybody runs to it and spends all their time on it, and then at the same time he pushes something else off to the side?
The guy doesn't mind, you know, whether it's
like a magician
draw fire,
yeah,
or I think a lot of times he's just spitballing out loud, you know, and just like, well, what if we did this, you know, and he'll just say what he's thinking, like, what if we did this idea. And if it happens to be in front of the press, then they are, you know, they're going to twist it. Oh my gosh, you hear what he said? He wants to, you know,
Gaza.
What was it during COVID there was using like, he was talking about some type of, using some kind of something to inoculate you, like something you could breathe in or something. You remember the thing?
Yeah, he said, wouldn't it be great if we had something like, Lysol that you can put into your system and it cleans everything
and
out.
Aerosol of some type.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't really mean, yeah, let's take Lysol.
No, he
didn't. The dumb media is going to say, did you hear he wants to, you know, no, that isn't what he said. He said, what if you, he's spitballing. But they don't want to give him credit for that. They don't want to give him any, you know, like, well, you know, or even, even acknowledge that, sometimes you just throw things out there out loud and you don't necessarily mean exactly that. It's just, you know, getting the people in the room to start thinking about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
right? And getting creative ideas going, like, well, that's not allowed with the media and Republican officials like that. They're just going to, they want to just get hysterical about it and think, you know, okay, never mind. I won't spitball in front of you anymore.
I'm gonna throw out, you know, when you threw out the Gaza thing, and I went, whoa, that got, you know, at the same time, there's 50 other things going on. He says, yeah, wouldn't it be something if Gaza, we made it into the, like the French Riviera, better be the Gaza Strip. I mean, that just, I mean, you talk about people going berserk over that one.
Well, I had a media question on the way back to the office, and then another activist lady just with her phone aimed at me said, well, what do you think about this, you know, the U.S. taking over Gaza or owning Gaza? And I said, well, it's not about owning it. It's that perhaps the U.S. could have a role in making it stable, because what's going on isn't working there. It hasn't worked since the moment that Israel deeded over some land in the so-called land for peace. You know, the ink wasn't dry, and bad guys were already loading up mortars and aiming them indiscriminately at the people of Israel. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that experiment, as far as I'm concerned, has failed and over, you know. But I don't know, how they could. You know, the Arab world is not going to help a bit with any of these Palestinians they claim so much to be caring about. And I'm not even sure what a Palestinian actually is. I think it's a fabricated deal as just to keep a wedge and keep Israel, off balance. So it's a deal where anything you can keep up evil in Israel and not acknowledge that they have a right to be there as a free state, they're going to keep doing. And so
yeah.
The Gaza is a failed experiment. We might as well move on from that and say, hey, Arab world, you have massive lands compared to the tiny state of Israel. Why don't you absorb some of these people here instead of this failed experiment, which is always a an open wound on the stability in the area? So I don't know if the U.S. should be occupying it. I don't think that's great, or if it's going to take our troops in there and stuff. But
I don't think that's a good idea. It's puts our people in harm's way. But speaking of troops, for the last 2 months, the Army has set enlistment records. Where before they were having to lessen standards, they still didn't make their quotas. In December and January, they set new records that went back 15 years as far as people joining.
Yeah, December was the highest number in 12 years, and January was the highest recruitment in 15 years. And,
that's just what it is.
It's because they see the commander-in-chief who's going to lead and not put them stupidly or not necessarily in harm's way. I think most of those guys, like you, can do guys that if there's a problem, there's something needs to be done, then they're ready to accept the duty and go do it. But don't waste their time, and certainly don't waste their lives on silly exercises or insult them with DEI and all this other stuff they've been. I mean, I'm so glad to see these, Secretary Austin gone and Milley gone and guys like that are, worried about, racism and is everywhere, or, it's got to do, sex changes for soldiers. Like, oh, that's just disruptive to. And I haven't, served in a unit like you have, but I can't imagine that having that drama going on is helpful for readiness or unity of the unit. Right, Carl? I mean,
well, it's not. And, here's the thing is, here's my big question is, if you can't deploy, that's the big thing. Like, if you've had, you've gotten broken your leg. Let's say you've broken your leg and it's shattered. You're never going to be able to deploy. Then you get medically discharged. can transgenders, after these surgeries that we pay for, can they ever take their place? Can they deploy? And they usually give you like a year, but can they deploy? I always look at that. Can they deploy after that?
I'm not sure they can if they got all these psych problems and they have to have all this hormone replacement.
That's what I mean. But the other thing, too, is the lessening of standards. I just talked to somebody that I know well. The infantry officer's course in the Marine Corps, they lessened the standards by like 40% so that women could get through it. Well, that's not the point, because when you're in combat, you're out there 24 hours a day, and it gets down to being physical. It has nothing to do with being aggressive or smart or anything. It always comes down to being physical, and you've got to keep the highest standards there. Whether you're an E-1 private in the service or an 04, 05 lieutenant colonel, major, or even general officer, you got to keep the highest standards there. And that was kind of the scary thing.
The guy next to you in the trench is relying on that.
Yeah, well, of course.
Right?
Yeah, well, you're relying on those people next to you to be able to get up and move in horrific conditions and be able to get from one spot to another. And that's the whole thing. It's not, it's not if you can. I mean, it's do you have the abilities? And sometimes it just comes down to brute force. So anyway, we're here with Congressman Doug Moffa.
You have to accomplish that mission, such as it. When you saw this, these LA firefighter executives down there, one of them saying, you heard the story where she said that when asked the question, like, well, what if someone's in a building that's trapped or disabled and has to be carried out? A woman says, what if my husband's there? What do you guys do? Like, well, and this firefighter, not the chief, but like the DEI officer, whatever, said, well, they shouldn't be in that position of there that I'd have to carry them out. Like, what kind of answer is that
everybody.
This is crazy.
Everybody saw that, and it was just disgusting. Yeah. Now, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to spend the last segment, as you had a meeting down there with Trump, and I think Newsom was there, about fires, but then just give us your vision of what's going to be happening, say, over the next 6-7 months, okay?
Okay.
So your vision of what you think is going to happen, because you've been there for a while, you got time under the helmet, you kind of have an idea of what can happen, and we'll be right back after these quick messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Here it's Friday, the 7th of February, 8:50 in the morning. Stand by for weather. If you're heading north, make sure you got chains. If you're heading past Shingletown, make sure you got chains. because there's a lot of snow up there, and they're going to be checking. We're on the line with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who is almost giddy. Nah, I'm just kidding. Almost giddy, you know, with everything that's going on after living through the last 4 years. I'm exaggerating. Okay, Congressman.
Not by a lot.
Hey, do y'all, when you're walking through the, you know, through the hallways there, the August hallways, you give each other high fives when you're going by?
Oh, I think that was mostly, you know, on the, after the election when we got together again, and then, of course, the inaugural.
Yeah.
And there's this funny disbelief of the executive orders being signed and reversing all this really harmful, bad stuff. It's like we've been in solitary too long. Don't know quite how to think. I mean, of course, they're happy and all that, but I'm exaggerating a little bit. But like, yeah. Wow, this is so awesome.
You know? Okay, now you were down at that meeting in Southern California. Mm-hmm. What was your take on that?
Well, there was several legislators, California representatives, and a couple state legislators, and is bipartisan. And of course the fire victims themselves. There's a good portion of them in the room and press, and so it was just interactive on where this is going to go. And those folks are looking for financial relief, but they're also looking for regulatory relief. You know, not have to study to death every snail and bug and all that stuff in order to get things revealed again. They're chomping at the bit, the regular people down there, to get started. They want to get the lots cleaned up and then start the process of reconstruction. So the feeling was, of course, extremely somber because of all the loss, but, you know, when the president was talking about what he wanted to do to help, you could see that there was some optimism in the fire victims that were there. We were at Pacific Palisades, not far from the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a little more optimistic than they were, I think, before because of that.
Do you think that they're gonna lessen the amount of restrictions and all the permitting and the Coastal Commission and all that to be able to help people rebuild? Because I've been reading so much stuff, is a lot of those people are just going to take whatever money they have and just leave the whole area.
Yeah. I don't know. Can you rephrase that question? Because, you know, what we saw in Paradise is that it took a while to get things going again, and a lot of people did leave out of necessity. There wasn't housing there. Some of them trickled back. Some will never come back because of the.
Well, they were talking about like Pacific Palisades and the Coastal Commission in Malibu. That the Coastal Commission could really make it difficult, and they do. With the cost of, you know, a lot of people had, because of the insurance problems we're having in California, that a lot of people are underinsured. The cost of having to rebuild they had their house, you know, insured for $500,000, it's going to take $700,000 to rebuild it, and all these things that a lot of people may just take a settlement and just leave Pacific Palisades and
California.
You can
count on a degree of that, yes. That will happen. But, you know, at some point, the same as like Paradise or the other burned-out areas in our area, at some point someone will speculate on the lots, because California overall does have a housing shortage. And available lots are going to have high value. And so that's, it's unfortunate in a way that one person is being displaced and others will come along to replace, you know, but, you know, I guess as much as people can at least have a choice on that have been burned out. And that's where this old debate's going to be on, what should the federal government do on cleaning up or bailing out or rebuilding? How much money should it be? And that's been the debate around here a lot. You've seen the Democrats are caterwauling about, well, you want to put conditions on this aid and such. It's like, well, there's no really conditions on fighting the fire and the immediate recovery and getting people sheltered, in the immediate. But longer term, why wouldn't there be conditions when Louisiana has a wipeout from a hurricane, you And I was just talking to our leader, Steve Scalise, about that. In order to build back, they had to build back with higher standards. He was talking to me about how they have anchor braces, they call it, that help hold the roof on the houses on this. The roof would easily blow off, and then another hurricane came along when someone's rebuilt homes that have these additional devices, you know, braces and such to anchor the roof in place. The roof stayed on those houses. So that's an improvement. That means now instead of people being displaced for 7 months waiting for new roofs to be built, they can get back in with minimal repairs after that. That saves that individual a lot of money, or their insurance a lot of money, or bailout money a whole bunch, because they made a little bit higher standard for how the house should be built in a hurricane susceptible zone. The same thing with fire areas, you know, in Paradise being rebuilt. The homes there and the businesses are being required to build in a way that has materials that are non-combustible, you know, stucco or tile roofs or whatever. And then, like, the ventilation systems that can draw embers in and just start burning in the attic, even if everything's okay on the outside. So you design things that are going to be, you know, 99% more fire resilient than what you had before. That's what we should ask, you know, really demand of this down there. And then, you know how impossible it is to build in California anyway with all the fees they tack on. And it's a money-making enterprise for local government. And the requirements, like, you know, we demand you put solar panels on, and you demand you put sprinkler systems inside the house. Well, sprinklers inside the house don't really prevent wildfire. They just prevent smokers from burning themselves down inside the house pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't want any sprinklers inside my house, but I think a row of them on top of the roof would be a really great thing if you're in a fire susceptible zone. So what we need is to have a streamlined process to let people build back and cut the unnecessary cost of doing so, because California Newsom was here 2 days ago at the president's at the White House. He also actually came to my office. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
The governor came to my office. I'd put in a request to have at least a phone call with him about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And he said, we'd like to come by. And he said, oh, why not come by and see your neighbor? Like, well, I was actually, you know, honored by that, Carl. He sat right at this table I'm sitting at right now talking to you, and we had a conversation about the rebuild. We talked about water and how much water is escaping unused in the state. I asked him if he would turn on the pumps and let them run wide open for 30 days and waive some of this permitting stuff that's allowing water to be wasted. I asked him to look at how we could do things better on forestry, and he was talking, you know, he was touting some numbers on that. You know, what they've spent on that. And I asked, well, what kind of acres does that actually need? So they're going to get back with me on these numbers. And so, you know, it was actually a lot better conversation than maybe you would expect. And I'll tell you this, he does have the charm. Boy, howdy.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that he's a very charming, charismatic guy. But
yeah. I mean, hey, I'd have a beer with him, you know?
Yeah, and that's the danger.
Don't freak out, like, say, oh, Doug hasn't flipped or something. But
no, you've got to reach out. You've got to reach out to people like Newsom, and so you can work together. So the other thing, you know, we talk about mitigation by, you know, clearing off the state lands and the brush, but most of it is through the federal forest and everything. I hope
that
the
federal land dominates the western
state.
It
does.
And so, you know, I mean, you know, we're not really going to point fingers on that at Newsom or, you know, but down south, they did suspend a brush removal program they had. And if we had a half a mile buffer of no brush, basically, on the lands above Palisades or Altadena and the other towns around there, you would have had a much better opportunity to have fire not spread so wickedly fast, even driven by high wind, you know, if there's a buffer. And that's the same thing we asked to try and do around, you know, our town, like, you know, Shingletown or up in Westwood or Chester or whatever, you know, towns in NorCal. If we could have a strong buffer around them, yeah, fire can happen, but by the time it hits that buffer, if you've got a half mile depth of massively thinned out trees, you know, still some trees, but remove the brush, remove, you know, density, then you'll be able to put the fire out and you'll be able to stop it before it devours the town.
Yeah.
Same thing should have happened with that brush program that they suspended for who knows what reason down there, and now they've devoured a couple of their towns, so.
Yeah.
You know, and so that has to be accountable. Then the water supply as well. We talked a lot about water. We talked about forestry, and I asked him for a couple things he mentioned run those pumps till we could fill these lakes, fill San Luis Reservoir, fill the basins down there in the San Joaquin Valley, because we're going to fill our lakes up in the north, it looks like, if they don't mismanage it, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The more they fill everything else, the less likely they'll have to come to us to get our water and entice us with sales or even just come take it with lawyers. So when you people hear me talk about, why, Doug, why are you so worried about sending water to Southern California? Why are you so worried? Because if you fill them all up, we all have more to get by with, and they will be less likely to target us up north. That's the strategy, you know, 'cause